So, Divine Light Ignite, day 19. My goodness, we're really getting there. Day 19 seems to have gone quite fast now. Today, we're talking about emotional release. So often, we are prone to seeing emotions in terms of something that's kind of in the way. I have already, in yesterday's update, I've already encouraged you to have a look at Create Yourself, Create Your Life as a vehicle for really exploring the power of your emotions. Your emotions are not some troubling problem that you need to overcome. But I really do understand why people think they are, because if they're not processed properly, if they're not processed correctly, they become a problem. That you develop blockages. Just as your physical and energetic bodies need to be maintained and loved and looked after, so your emotional body needs to be looked after. Today, I'm going to invite you to a particular meditation, which I really strongly encourage you to do, and not just once, to do with some regularity. I would even say, if you can do this once a week or more, in perpetuity even, you will find it to be powerful and helpful. The emotional release meditation. And it's quite simple. You don't really even need to get yourself into a deep meditative state. But it's helpful if you're sitting because you're declaring to yourself that you're in a space of mindfulness. And then what you do in this meditation is one of two things. The first is to cry. You don't have to be sobbing and gnashing your teeth and wailing. There don't have to be tears running down your face. But you go into that place of deep sadness. You go to that place of crying. And you might say, but I've got nothing to cry about right now. You certainly do. I mean, be glad if it's not on the surface. But there is within you deep, deep pain. There is within you deep pain. How can I just say that? Well, obviously, everybody has deep pain. You don't get to be incarnated here without having your soul kind of torn apart by the experience of getting here. You were born into this third density world. You were born to imperfect parents in an imperfect world where sorrow and pain is a part of life. If you really do something beautiful, if you love somebody profoundly, you're inviting sorrow and pain because nothing is forever. Everything changes. Everything that we have that's beautiful, we eventually give up. Sorrow and pain is a part of this experience. And probably you have packed away, bottled in your sorrow and your pain. And so this is what we're doing today. We're going into the sadness. Allowing ourselves to feel it. And that is the whole of your meditation, is feeling the sadness. Whether it's personal, whether it's now, whether it's impersonal, the planet, the animals, life, past experiences, previous incarnations, you don't need your mind to understand and process and make sense of. That's part of how things went wrong in the first place with emotions. Emotions just are, they feel. And if you can find your way to bringing the sorrow, the sadness to the surface and processing it out, feeling, 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 and letting it move through, then you are cleaning. You're cleaning out your deep storage. You're cleaning your cupboards. You're spring cleaning your soul. Now you can do that until you feel you've done, but I strongly encourage you not to say, this isn't for me, not today, because there's a part of you, there's your shadow that doesn't want you to go and do this kind of deep cleaning work, and it's going to tell you all kinds of stories. It's not for me, or I don't need to do that, or I'm okay, or you know, oh, we don't need to do this dark, sad stuff. We're doing divine light ignite. I wanted happy stuff. Whatever excuse, whatever arises, I strongly encourage you to find the space, the emotional honesty and integrity to go there, to feel it, to move it through. Now you can, if you have the strength and the courage, you can also do the other meditation that I want to talk about today, which is the laughing meditation, where you sit and you find the laughter. Because if nothing else, this entire reality is absolutely absurd. The whole experience is completely laughable, and everything about it is very, very funny. So can you find the joke? Can you find the humor? And if you can feel it, if you can feel it bubbling, if you can feel that willingness to just look at everything and say how spectacularly, amazingly funny, and you can find yourself towards laughing and just laugh for a while. Laugh and laugh and laugh. You don't have to be making loud laughing sounds. This is not about impressing anybody else with your laughter. This is about what's going on inside of you. So it's actually two meditations, and you can do them back to back if you like, or one today and another later. But please do these meditations. This is really clearing. And if you want to bring the divine light here, you need clear, you need open space. So, emotional release, laughing and crying. I leave it to you.